It's an industry that I generally love. I have a passion for. I eat, sleep, I live for fitness.
No, you need to be obsessed. You need to wake up, think about it. You need to go to bed, think about your clients, think about your progress, think about what you can do better.
Genuinely, like, just be like patient and take your time. Like that is like, you've got to take it all in the right steps. You've got to nail what you do in person before you go online.
I don't like to talk about fear. The fears is usually something that makes your worries real.
You are listening to the Coaching Ignited Show, where we bring you stories and insights from coaches, fitness professionals, and industry experts to help you expand your business and reach your goals. If you're a new listener, thanks for joining us. My name is Alex Povey. You can subscribe to the podcast on all your favorite apps, including Spotify and iTunes. The Coaching Ignited movement is on a mission to help coaches and personal trainers increase their sales and reach their full potential. If you wanted to find out more, please head over to coachingignited.com. And if you wanted to connect with us on social media, all the details can be found in the show notes. Now let's get into today's show.
On today's episode of the podcast, we have got Chris Dufay. He's a very successful online coach and personal trainer. He's the founder of the Coaches Cartel that generates six-figure fit pros and really does some incredible work in the fitness space. He's a host of his own podcast, Breaking Success, and he's also the author of Your First 100 Clients. And he's a big family man who likes to travel and explore the world and live a life on his own terms. So I'm not going to divulge any more other than this is a wicked episode, tons of value. Chris is just super energetic when it comes to his business. He's really, really passionate. So really looking forward for you to get into this show and hearing the wealth of knowledge that Chris has to share. So sit back, relax, and as always, let me know your thoughts. I'll see you on the other side. All right, dude, so we are live. Chris Dufay, want to thank you so much for being here, buddy. It's great to finally put this together.
Dude, I'm very excited to be here, Alex. I appreciate you having me on, mate.
All right, dude, so let's just go straight into how this all begun for you, because there's loads of stuff that I want to get into, the book and all your different businesses, all you've got going on. But where did it all start for you?
That's a great question. I became a personal trainer not long after actually finishing school. So after finishing school, I got a 9-to-5 job, and it probably took me about 6 months to figure out that this was absolutely not what I was born for. And I quickly realized that I needed to make a change really quickly. So I was actually really overweight as a kid. And it was me figuring out actually how to lose the weight and get in shape. And it kind of spurred me on, because I soon after finishing school started to hit the gym and with a couple of friends and actually started to get in shape. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And it wasn't just the physical transformation that I thought was so cool. It was the inner transformation. It was the person I was actually becoming. And I was like, I want to do this for other people. So anyway, I quit the job that I got, and then I became a barman so I could study personal training. So I actually became the cellarman as well, because I was the only dude that could actually carry the kegs. So I would be a cellarman from, say, like, it was like 9 a.m. to like midday. Then I was a barman from like midday until evening. And then I'd study personal training in the evening. Then I became a personal trainer when I was 18. Then I ran a personal training business in Sydney for 8 years. I worked among a bunch of different commercial gyms in Sydney. I then actually got it's a little bit funny, a little bit weird actually, but we found out my wife was pregnant, and then 2 days after that I had the opportunity to go and move to Dubai to start a business there. And I took it up. And to be perfectly honest, I took it up because I saw this white picket fence falling in front of my life. It was, I'd gotten married at 24, then we just found out my wife was pregnant. And I wasn't loving me being a personal trainer in the business I was running. I was burning out, to be perfectly honest. And it's what I call now the time for money trap, because you're just stuck in the gym, seeing your clients one-on-one. And I had had a team of personal trainers working for me as well. So anyway, I was like, oh, okay, like something has to change. So when this opportunity came, I just grabbed it with two hands. And then when my wife was 6 months pregnant, I sold my house, sold my car, gave all my clients away, jumped on a plane and moved to Dubai, which I'd never been to before. And I knew one dude on the other side. Long story short, I was there for 2.5 years before I burnt out again. And I was like, okay, I clearly didn't learn the lesson the first time because I built up my personal training business. I was fully booked of trainers underneath me. And I was like, I'm burnt out again. This is not good. What's going on? I have to fix this. And that's when I kind of started dabbling with the online business. And I was like, I think I'm pretty good at this. And I really enjoy this. And I want to be able to live a better life. And I think this is the vehicle that I can do this. So it ticks the boxes. I'm still in the health and fitness world. I'm still able to use my passion to be able to help clients, but it gives me a better vehicle to get to where I want to go to. And it didn't take long after that my wife and I and one daughter at the time, I've got two daughters and one more on the way now, we packed everything up in Dubai again, sold everything and moved to Bali. And that was 4.5 years ago. And over the last 4.5 years, I just cannot believe how my life has transformed, business has transformed, I've transformed, to be perfectly honest. And life is fucking amazing.
I love it, man. That's amazing. So you've traveled a lot and you've been in lots of different places. And one of the key things that you said there was that time for money trap. So you did it the first time with that first business with the 8 trainers. You escaped it. You got out of that time for money trap. Short term, you went to Dubai, but then you got into the trap again. And then there was a big shift, right? There was a big change. How did that come about? And can we dive into that online world that you then went into?
100%. So I didn't leave the time for money trap when I went from Sydney to Dubai. I was still doing the same thing. It was just obviously, so it was a paradigm shift and it was a great stepping stone for sure, especially looking backwards because I was able to move to a different country and I was able to have different experiences and really grow myself and myself professionally as well. So that was really good. Like that was a paradigm shift. But like I remember when I think it was about 10 years ago, actually, I was thinking this was when I first read the 4-Hour Workweek and
Tim Ferriss.
Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Workweek. And I remember actually reading that book in between seeing my AM clients and my PM clients. And I was reading about, oh my God, like you can live this type of life. Like this is incredible. And this, I can't do that as a personal trainer. So when I was in that, I was like, well, I can't do that as a personal trainer because I have to be in the gym seeing my clients. And the sheer fact is for personal trainers in the gym is if you are not in the gym seeing your face-to-face clients, you're losing money. Like if you go on holidays or you get sick or you go and want to do something else, you're losing money. You're not bringing it in. And that's a bad thing because I remember actually when I doing some seminars around Australia actually, and I would say to the personal trainers in the room, I was like, okay, put your hand up if you own a gym. And they would go, put your hand up if you own a business. And they go, yep, sweet, I own a business. And I go, okay, awesome. Now keep your hand up if you're earning money while you sleep. And all their hands drop. And I go, look, dudes, I don't call that a business. I call that a job. I think it's a bit of a glorified job that you've got and we need a paradigm shift right now. And we need to change what's going on. And this is what I call getting out of the old PT model and what I think the new generation model is and what we need to like work together. And I'm a really big believer that like a rising tide lifts all ships. And I think we need to come to this together because I find a lot of personal trainers, health coaches, this world, we think we're all competitors. I'm like, dude, we're not competitors at all. Like we need to help each other because number one, there is just an absolutely terrible fact that there are plenty of people that are overweight and out of health and that need help. So we need to come together to be able to help this. And we're able to help more people and we're able to stay in the game for longer because the other fact is a lot of personal trainers just don't stay in the game for very long because it can't give them what they need on a lifestyle basis as well. So coming back to your original question, it was me having that kind of, oh my God, or more of a holy shit moment when I knew I had to make a change. And like, there was really like the straw that broke the camel's back on that was, I really remember this. I was finished my 6 p.m. client and I had to jump in the car to try and get back home to give my daughter the bottle so I could spend some time with her and put her to bed. Anyway, raced home after my clients, got home and she was already in bed and in sleep. And I was like, fuck, I haven't been able to spend any time with my daughter today because I've been in the gym seeing clients. And I was, it broke me, to be perfectly honest. Like, I just totally broke down crying to my wife in the kitchen. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, this isn't right. Something needs to change. And this is where we just need to think about, okay, well, what needs to change? What is it that I want at the end of the day? And for me, building a business has three main factors that we want to focus on. Number one, we want to be able to profit. We want to be able to earn the money that we want at the end of the day to live the life that we want. Now, don't get me wrong. Money's not the be-all and end-all. And I especially know that from actually living in Dubai for a few years because I knew some very, very wealthy people, right? Number two, we want to be able to impact the people and actually like help people with what we do at the end of the day. And we got into this health and fitness game, or we're doing, whoever's listening right now, you started what you're doing because you were really into it and you knew that you could help people. So let's help more people and have a deeper and wider impact. To actually live with freedom. Freedom's an incredibly important thing because if you feel stuck in the gym, if you feel stuck in the job that you've got, well, that's not fun because you're going to burn out and you're always going to be wanting to bridge a gap for you to live a better lifestyle. So that's the three main factors that I kind of like had to figure out the hard way through experience to then actually start building a business to do those three things.
Mm, yeah, I love that. In terms of your business now, and I lived out in Dubai for a bit myself as well, probably back in 2009, probably 10 years ago when they were building the Burj Khalifa. Which used to be called the Burj Dubai when they were building it. But there's a silly amount of money floating around in that space, isn't there?
Crazy.
Silly amount of money. But I think they're going through a tough time right now. Bit of a retraction, maybe.
It's definitely not as going as strong as they thought it was. Like, that wasn't a reason for me to leave. But there's still plenty going on there. There's opportunity everywhere as well.
But going back to, like, your business, like, you had those moments, because I know you're a big family man. I see you posting constantly on your social. I know that's a big part of your life. And you said that was kind of the determining factor between going from this time trap where you're stuck in the business and then finding a way to remove yourself from the business so that you're actually a business owner, not just an employee, right? How do you make those shifts and what does it look like to be able to have a business like that? What needs to happen? What is going on to allow you to come outside and let it operate and continue to grow without you in the business?
Really good question. So the main factor is, what's the vehicle of what you are selling at the end of the day? So the first thing we've got to look at is, okay, well, if you're selling your time, let's say a lot of personal trainers, when they're sitting down with a potential client, they're going to say something like, okay, well, we could train twice a week, which is 2 hours, 1 hour each session, and it's going to cost X amount of dollars, okay? You're selling your time at the end of the day, right? Now, what we need to be able to do is just change it from selling time to selling a result. And that's when you're sitting down with a client and you could say, okay, you're coming to me because you have X problem and you need Y result, and therefore we need Z solution to make that happen. Right? So you kind of connect those dots really easily. Also, why selling is really damn easy and so many people make it out to be so hard and it's not. But then you got to figure out, okay, well, then how do I sell something, or what am I selling without having to sell my time at the end of the day? And let's just say, for example, there's a couple of easy ways, or like just examples that one could simply be that if you are a personal trainer, so let's just say, for example, a personal trainer that works in a gym is listening to us right now. Okay, cool. So maybe a stepping stone could be what I just call like a hybrid model. So rather than, say, having to see your clients face-to-face every single session, like, especially the ones that are a little bit more savvy, like I used to say, and all of my clients now say to their clients, is pretty much like, look, you don't need a rep counter. You don't need me to stand here and pay me so much money to count to 15, right? Because that's not needed. You can count to 15. And so once they get to a certain level, you can do a hybrid model where you can say, start delivering results rather than you being there in a face-to-face level. So that could be like an online portal, some like online medium. And then the other being avenue to be able to sell is like, can you sell like products, programs, services, or coaching via just the online meme for you to be able to step away. So effectively what I want to be able to do with my clients is you create something once and you're able to sell that over and over and over unlimited times again. Therefore, you're actually creating what I call like a productized service rather than you just selling your time at the end of the day. So it's not hard, and but it does require a little bit of thinking to figure out, okay, what does the client need to get to the result? The other thing I'll just quickly say, Alex, is a lot of coaches think that they need to give a shit ton of stuff for the client to get to the goal, right? They're like, oh, I need to give more stuff, more programs, more like one-on-one coaching call times, more diets, like whatever the hell it is, to help me be able to charge more. And the basis is you shouldn't be doing that because you're selling a result. You've got to make your clients get to their results as easy as possible and as fast as possible. So by doing that, you are adding more value rather than just trying to make it harder for them. A simple analogy is if you're climbing up a mountain and you've got a massive rucksack on your back because you've got all of these things, it makes it really hard. Exchange that for, say, a really small bum bag, but then you keep changing that bum bag all the way on the way up, that's going to be much easier for the person. So you make it simple, and you make a simple process for the client to actually get there at the end of the day.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So we're selling the results versus selling the time, and then you're keeping it simple. So you're not adding too many ingredients to spoil the dish effectively.
Yes.
Totally. Making it easy and it's going to taste good. They're going to get the results. It's going to be easy to replicate and duplicate, right? So in terms of like maybe more of like the automation and stuff, because it's going to require some automation, right, in order to pull you out and let it run itself. And like you said, it's going to be front end heavy. You're going to have to create some products, PDFs, programs, and they're not all going to be bespoke. They're going to work for a lot of people, but can we talk about some of the like initial things that you need to get set up so that you can kind of remove yourself a little bit, some of those automation tools that you might use to help scale the business and take on volume versus just selling the time?
So just say, for example, what I do with my higher end, like say inner circle clients, is we start with a time audit. So I'll go, okay, for the next 3 days, I just want you to write down what's the task that you're doing, what's it actually for, and how do we categorize it, how long is that actually taking you at the end of the day? I don't want to automate things that is my client's strength, for example. Like let's say, for example, I don't want to automate me shooting content because I really enjoy that. I enjoy jumping in front of the camera. I enjoy creating, and I want to be able to deliver value. That's one of the, my best things that I can possibly do. For example, but like when it comes to replying to emails, no, that is not my superpower, and that is something that I can automate. So we essentially, when we look at different tasks that are on the plate, because rather than giving, say, a cookie cutter answer, I'd rather like empower the listener right now so they can actually figure this shit out on their own. So let's teach them to fish rather than give them a fish right now. So one thing would be like, okay, can you just simply delete the task, right? So can you just simply stop doing what you're doing right now? Because let's be perfectly honest, you don't need to be doing the 1,001 things that you probably are right now. I guarantee that there's probably only really 2, maybe 3 things that you could be doing that's going to be your biggest money maker, your biggest leverage points that you can focus on right now. And you need to put your time and effort into that. It's simply 80-20 Pareto's law. Number two, can you delegate it? Can you bring on some sort of team member or even some sort of like subcontractor on like Upwork or Fiverr or something like that that can start doing the work for you? Because it can be very cost effective. It's not going to cost you a bunch of money, but it can save you a hell of a lot of time, which gets you earning more money because you're focusing on the bigger money making projects. Number three, can you automate it? Okay, so can we put some sort of automation tool in there? And this doesn't have to be super complicated. Like an automation tool could be something like I use ActiveCampaign for my email system. Okay, so it does all a bunch of different stuff. And look, don't get me wrong, there is a lot more technical stuff that's happening right now because there's a lot of cogs in the machine. Like there's bloody Zapiers going all over the place and everything's connected. And it does become a bit of a clusterfuck at the end of the day if you let it become that. So let's not do that. Let's keep it super simple. Say a great example of streamlining an action. Let's say, for example, let's use content creation as an example right now. So everyone knows that they need to be creating. You need to be able to create a message and get that message in front of the right people. And then you need to be able to build relationships with those people so that you can sell them some shit, right? Simple process that we can agree on that needs to happen to build your business. So let's say, for example, you know that you need to shoot videos. Now, for me, what I've broken down my content creation system, and this kind of shows you how you can like delegate, automate, delete, do all that kind of stuff, is what I'll do, I'll know what topics I want to shoot a video on. I have a simple like 9-step framework that I shoot every single video that I ever do on, and I just like write one bullet point per 9 steps in that framework. I have a videographer over. If you don't get a videographer, literally get like, I did it for ages. I just have a camera, turn the camera on myself, talk shit in front of the camera, and then like move on and do everything else. But essentially shoot the video and I'll think, okay, top level, what's my main focus or platform I want to focus on? Let's just say, for example, it's YouTube. I go, all right, sweet. I shoot a YouTube video. Done. We'll tick that off. Now, what can we do with that one piece of content to make it more leverageable at the end of the day? Or you can take the audio off that YouTube video and turn that into a podcast episode. Simple. Then you can take that YouTube video and let's say cut it into 3 1-minute segments. That goes on to Instagram. You can also drive those and put that onto your Facebook as well. You could say just finish after, let's just say you finish shooting the video, you might be like, sweet, I've got that on the camera. Now what I need to do, I'll do a live stream in front of it, talk about the exact same topic as well. So the live stream comes out today, but the video might not come out till next week. So there's a nice time difference between what's going on with that. You might take that YouTube video and put that into your blog post, into your website as well, so you drive more SEO traffic back to your website. You know what I mean? You might take an image of you shooting that video and that could become an Instagram story. Like you can do so much stuff. And all I've done is I've just focused on one main piece of content to get the rest done. Now, luckily, I'm very thankful. I'm at the position now where I'll just shoot that video and I don't do anything else. I have a content dude that literally will create everything else. Like I don't even pick up my phone anymore to actually post on Instagram or on Facebook, right? I'm the person that comes in and actually does the commenting back because I don't want anyone to take that off me, but I don't have to pick up my phone to do the actual post. So let's just say, just even say delegating or automating you posting on Instagram, like this thing right here can be a real fucking time suck. Like it can really suck away time. Like, yes, we need it and we need to use it to build our business. But for me, I only ever want to pick up my phone twice a day for 15 minutes at a time, right? And I know if I can stick to that schedule, then I'm doing the stuff that I need to, and then I can actually, and the projects that are best going to give me my bang for buck as well. Does that help?
Boom.
Good.
Very, very good.
Okay, good. All right, good. Excellent. Let's keep going.
Amazing points, because we hit that same obstacle recently with the content thing, because I was like, holy shit, I'm wasting all this time trying to record, re-record, create little mini clips, when actually you can just record some long form content, like you said, or get creative and do a live stream and a podcast at the same time, hit 2 platforms, or rip a live and then turn it into smaller pieces. And it just really just smooths out your whole business. And then you waste less time trying to create all that stuff and use the brain points over and over again to try and create.
Like if everyone listening right now thinks about how much time they actually put into thinking about what content they've got to create, writing it, creating it, producing it, editing it, what I call syndicating it. So once you publish, how do you get it out to the other? Like it takes too long. And so for me and the system that I put together, especially from what my clients do now, is we create all the content for the entire calendar of the month. So for 30 days ahead, and we get it done in 2 days. 2 days is all you do, and then you don't have to think about it again. You've got everything. And like the other thing as well is like, there's one thing about creating, actually, we should definitely talk about this. There's one thing creating content and just getting a message out there. It's another thing if it's actually like good and does the job to build your business at the end of the day. So this is where some strategy needs to come in. Why are you posting? What are you posting about? Does that actually do what you need to strategically? Does that lead the person down the path? Are you attracting new people in? Are you building a relationship? So just say, for example, there are 3 key reasons why we want to produce content. Number one, you want to be able to create connection with someone. You want someone to go, oh shit, I really like this Alex guy. Like I get what he's doing. I have empathy, or he has empathy for me, which is even more important. So you need to create connection. Number two, you need to create a conversation. So you need to be able to spark conversations with people, because it's, we're beyond the days of just putting shit out online. People want to buy from people that they know, like, and trust. And the like and trust is so goddamn important. We need to be able to build that. So we need conversation starters. And then three, you need conversion, because I know a lot of people out there that might put content out there, but they, or even have really big followings with their content, but God knows they don't know how to actually turn those people into dollars at the end of the day. So you need to be able to create content that converts as well to take them down the line. So that's just like, why am I posting today? At least if you tick one of those three boxes and you do it effectively, then that helps. Like, you can get more strategical as in, like, yeah, let's say you do a post that creates a conversation. So you spark heaps of comments, heaps of likes. Now, I'll strategically want somebody to do that type of post immediately before they do a conversion post. Why? Because you're going to help the algorithm push more people to actually see your posts. So rather than, say, putting a post and it's crickets out, okay, let's actually use the algorithm. We're not playing the algorithm or tricking it. You can't do that. But we're using it to our advantage to make sure that when we are putting a post out that is going to want to make us money, we can do that strategically in a way that's actually really simple.
Hmm. You're getting deep into the strategy behind it there, aren't you? And that might seem a little overwhelming to people right now, maybe if they're not at that level yet, but it's all, it comes in time, right? You've reached a certain point now where you can get very, very tactical about what you post, when you post, how you create the content. And it's a case of building up to that level, right? Everyone will have their kind of path, but they'll start off doing it on their own and they'll build up that skill set and be able to get better at it. I want to shift gears a little bit and dive into the book. I want to dive into your first 100 clients, because obviously that's a great piece of, that's a great topic that we can talk about. And I want to know more about the book, what it's about, what can people abstract or gain from that book, what values contained in there that you want people to know about.
Cool. So I'll make a confession first off when it comes to your first 100 clients. I made a massive fuck up and it has all the tactics and strategies, but it's got no mindset, right? Now, I've got to be perfectly honest, especially because I coach a lot of clients right now. I'll say this for an example. I'm literally shooting a documentary about this right now because I'm so intrigued about it. But why do two people get the same business strategy? One person bombs and fails, and the other person makes millions of dollars of it. It's because of what's going on in the gray matter between their ears right now, right? So I will actually be doing, like, a lot of the content I'm just giving away for free, and everything I'm giving out right now is just all geared towards actually mindset and using the mindset and actually being able to develop yourself to be able to do it at the end of the day. Like, we know a lot of people, they get given the strategy, but they don't actually use it. They don't actually execute on it. So therefore, it's fucking worthless at the end of the day, the strategy that they're using. However, when it comes down to just knowing the strategies and knowing actually what to focus on, because I think the biggest question that everyone has probably got on their mind right now is, well, what should I really be focusing on? What really matters? What should I really be doing at the end of the day? This what breaks down really is, and I really walk through that in, give you a nice, clear, simple process of figuring out, okay, who's your target market? What should you be selling at the end of the day? How do I start attracting people? How do I actually start converting leads to clients? And how do I start figuring out what to actually do when it comes to coaching clients at the end of the day as well? So I use a really simple, like, attract, convert, deliver. And this is the main kind of concepts that we work off when it comes to that as well. And it's simple. Like, it's not hard. Do you know what I mean? I think the biggest thing people get caught up with is they're trying to look for something else, some other shiny object, where you just need to actually grit your teeth for a little bit and actually just get through the work. And I know the people, like, the coolest thing for me is actually the people that come back and say, hey, I read your first 100 clients and I'm making a bunch of money right now from it. Like, thanks heaps. I'm like, that's awesome. I was like, you don't have to pay me anything. Like, that's one of the coolest things I've ever heard. Like, take it, use it and abuse it and get the results for yourself. I'm totally down for that. And that's where, like, actually understanding what do I need to work on today. If we can break down right now and you have an answer of, okay, I've only got 2 spare hours to work today, but I know exactly what I need to do, and that's going to be the biggest, most leverageable action for me to build my business, awesome. I've won.
Yeah, Love that. I love what you said about the mindset thing and how the strategy is almost useless without it. You could give people every answer in the world, but if they don't have the mindset or the fortitude or the audacity to actually use it and make themselves accountable to consistent action continuously over a long period of time, you just don't get the results. Because I see it in my own work. I tell people things, but they don't have the ability to apply, which comes from the mind, right? So if you can fool people's minds, that's where the money is, because that's where the result is, right?
Or exactly. So I'll give an example to make this really practical. There's one Inner Circle client of mine. He actually lives here in Bali. He was a professional poker player, right? So he didn't even come from the fitness world. And when we first got together and we first chatted, he was like, hey, I really like what you're doing and I really want to help people with coaching and blah, blah, blah. I really want to like do this. And I was like, well, you totally can if you want. Like I kind of sat down with him over a quick lunch and broke it down. He was like, all right, I want to get started. What do we do? And it was only recently we actually sat down and had dinner and we're talking business. And I started to listen to his language. I started to really understand what was going on. And he was talking about how hard he's working and he went to a really good level quickly, but he's kind of like, it wasn't quickly growing. It was kind of steadily going up. It was still good, but I knew he could do better. And I went, you know what? Everything bollocks what you're saying right now, because you don't need to work as hard as you think. So his mindset was, being a professional poker player, he had to sit in front of the computer for hours on a day, put the work in to be able to reap the results. And he had great money doing that. Difference is, he took that same mindset of, I have to sit here, I have to do this work for hours upon a day to be able to get a result. And he was just making it hard for himself. He was just doing all this kind of work. And I was like, dude, you only need to do two things right now. And he did those two things and it just blew right up and it was a really good result. So this is why, like, mindset and actually understanding at the end of the day, what's holding you back? Why are you not doing what you need to do? Are you best executing on that stuff? Because if you're not, it's just going to be a balls up effort at the end of the day. So I am going to be writing a new book this year that will come out just for fitness business when it comes to, especially what I think actually works now, because to be perfectly honest, there have been some changes that I think in the whole online world means we need to keep up to date. Like the biggest thing I'm trying to do is make sure that we're just up to speed with every single change so we're able to get the fastest results possible. So there will be a new book coming out as well. And to be perfectly honest, like the whole mindset and being able to use what I call the models and the mindset. So the models is like the tactics and strategies, right? Then you have the mindset side of things. But if you overlap them and you have them working together, then you actually have something holistic that's able to get results at the end of the day.
Yeah, totally agree, man. Really excited for that book as well. I want to get you back on if you want to come back on and we'll talk about it. And we can talk.
I had the idea and I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to do this. I started shooting a documentary that's going to be called A Life Worth Living. And I'm literally traveling the world, interviewing the best of the best entrepreneurs, like Olympic medal athletes, just leaders, experts, and figuring out why are they succeeding? What are they actually doing at the end of the day? Because let's be perfectly honest, a lot of people look at high performers, high achievers, and they go, yeah, like they work hard. No, they don't. Like that's not the factor. Like working hard, having grit, having passion, those are not the limiting factors. They're not the actual things that differentiates a high performer to somebody that's just an average Joe. So I'm excited to actually bring this film out at the end of the year, because I think it's going to rattle some cages with some people, which is a really good thing. I think it's going to like really expand some beliefs as well. But also at the same time, I want to make it really practical so you can see what people are doing and go, holy shit, I'm going to start doing that. And that's actually going to reap the results.
Love it. Is that Breaking Success?
No. So that film will be called A Life Worth Living. And Breaking Success, funny enough, Breaking Success podcast will actually be called the Chris Dufay Show from next week.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just wanted to get clarity on that. So let's talk about Coaches Cartel, because that is your business where you're taking fit pros, and I've seen the incredible results that you can get for these guys. It'll be mind-blowing to a lot of people, maybe questionable to a lot of people, the sort of results and numbers that these guys are doing, because it's silly. Let's be honest.
silly numbers, right? Like, can we talk about some of the numbers? Can we talk about some of the growth? Can we talk about some of the results?
Yeah, totally.
I want people to see what is actually possible and how much abundance is in there, because you've got that mindset, right? The abundance mindset. Let's let people know what is possible.
Nah, I love that you bring that up, Alex, because I find it really funny that one of our toughest marketing hurdles for us to come over is getting over the "that's bullshit" or "that's too good to be true" mentality. And I'm perfectly fine with that. And that's why you'll see when it comes to the Coach's Cartel, most of the content, what we're sharing, is actually case study based. So like when I share a tactic or a strategy, I'm going to back that up and say, hey, this is what this coach right now is doing. This is how he's doing it. These are the results that they're getting, because I want to be able to expand everybody. That's like the thing that I came back to: a rising tide lifts all ships. Do you know what I mean? So if I can help expand everyone's beliefs, you go, oh my God, I can totally get this done. Well, then we can start doing the work to be able to do that. Like there's tons of coaches doing awesome things. Like a couple that jump out to mind is, there was one 18-year-old, Callum. He was an awesome dude. And it was funny because when he just joined, he didn't have a lot of money. He was actually working in a hardware store and trying to be a personal trainer as well. So he was earning $18.30 an hour when he first started in this job. 8 weeks later, we did his launch and he sold $39,000 of personal training in just 2 days. So in 2 days, he was able to close 39 grand worth of training. And he's an awesome dude. Absolutely love the guy. The coolest thing, though, was like the first time he was able to go on a snowboarding trip and still earn the same money that he was doing in, say, personal training with his online business. Do you know what I mean? So then there was that transition point of being able to go, oh, you know, I can actually service all of my clients online now and I'm doing it while I'm going snowboarding. This is amazing. For me, that's the cool thing. Like, money's cool, but when somebody comes back and goes, you know what, my lifestyle changed, that's amazing. We recently released, I kind of kept it under wraps for a little bit, but then we recently released, and I know this one kind of like rattled some cages. Aaron just last month did 137,000 for the month. So like, do you know what I mean? Like I enjoy getting coaches to six figures, but really, like, let's be perfectly honest, like $100,000. Like, we get a lot of people coming to us saying, I want to earn $100,000 for you. So I'm like, okay, that's cool, but why? And this is a bit like, let's actually make this practical as well. Is I want to know when somebody comes on board, when I have a conversation, how much money do you want to be earning and what does your ultimate lifestyle actually cost? So I actually get coaches to sit down and figure out what does their ultimate lifestyle cost, okay? And they go, right. Then they can come back to me with a number and say, okay, look, really the ultimate lifestyle is going to cost, let's just say $237,000 a year. Awesome. I'm really happy with that. Now we have a number that has a meaning behind it. Now it's my job to go, right, how do we build, let's just say, for example, to give a little bit of wiggle room, how do we build a business that has a model to earn $250,000 a year, doing the work that you want and being able to have the freedom that you want? So now we're able to actually design a business to give you what you want at the end of the day. Because I'll be perfectly honest, like when I started personal training, I was like, you mean I can charge $70 to $100 an hour and I can have like 30 clients a week? That's awesome. I thought that was absolutely incredible. But like, then what? Like, what happens when you get fully booked? Okay, you're fucked. And then how much longer do you want to keep doing that for? 2 more years, 5 more years, 10 more years, even longer down the track? And every single coach that I've asked said, no, I don't want to keep doing what I'm doing right now, long term. And I was like, okay, well, we need to change that model. So if you figure out the amount of money that you want to earn and what that's going to give you, and then it's simply designing the business model to do that at the end of the day. And that's why when you see the client's results coming out, like, for example, there was another coach, Peter. We made a quick couple of tweaks and we did this at actually a retreat that we were just at in Thailand. He was able to do 10,000 in the week really easily. Awesome. Now, the cool thing was, though, he was actually to go, oh, you know what? I'm going to change my work week so I get a full day now of being able to spend time with my kids. And that, for me, was the coolest thing, because I was like, okay, you're earning great money and he's on his way to become a million-dollar coach, But he now has 2 full days where he can actually spend with his family, stress-free, not having to worry about what's going on, like the business is doing what it needs to do. Like that for me is the cool stuff at the end of the day, because we're here to live, do you know what I mean? And you can't just be grinding your bones away the whole time.
Mm. Incredible, man. Amazing results. So in terms of you working with these guys, is it kind of like a done-with-you service? A done for you service? Do you show them? Do you take them through the program and then they go and execute? Like, how does it look? How do you take people through this process to get them those sorts of figures?
Easy. So the first thing that we have to do is we sit down and I do what we call a game plan session. So I want to get a good idea of like what your 1 year, 3 year, kind of 5 year goals are. But I only ever work in 90-day blocks. So I'll be like, okay, Alex, for the next 90 days, we have to execute on these 3 to 5 projects, okay? So then what we do is we get really clear on what are the 3 to 5 projects that you've got to execute on in the next 90 days. Do you know how to execute on those projects? So I obviously tell my clients, do you know what I mean? These are the exact things that you have to do on a daily basis. And then it's just making sure that they're accountable to actually doing that. So every single week, I want to see the numbers of the business. How many leads did you bring in? How many did you close? What was your total revenue? What's your profit percentage? How much time are you having off? Like the key metrics to understand what's going on with the business. So then I can see, okay, there's a kink in the chain here. Let's fix that. And then once you've fixed that, then you have a leverage point to jump up. So that's why you'll see that we can have such dramatic jumps in growth rather than this slow growth that most people think that they have to go through, because we work on the biggest factors as well. So it's really making sure that we go, okay, what are you selling? Let's figure out how you're going to sell it properly. How are you going to deliver it? And then how are you going to start bringing in the leads? And then are we happy with how you're converting them at the end of the day? So let's just say, for example, one exercise we take everybody through like at the very beginning is called the money map. The money map's really simple. It's 4 things that we have to figure out right now. It's how are you going to actually generate traffic? Then it's how are you building relationships with these people? Some people might call this like a lead magnet. Then it's how are you converting leads to clients? And then it's how are you following up with leads that have not been sold? Because let's be perfectly honest. Everyone that sees your sales page or your sales post or your sales video or your webinar for the first time ain't going to convert on the first time. And that's perfectly fine. That's why we need this follow-up sequence as well. So we want a green light for each one of these processes to walk through. But then also really importantly, it's not just one. Then we build multiple green lights for all of them. So then we have cogs in the engine that are working. Because like another thing I feel like so many people are not talking about right now is they're not future-proofing their business. Like how many people say have all their ducks in Instagram? They're just building an Instagram following. Well, what happens if the Instagram algorithm changes again and just drops everyone down? What happens if your Instagram account just gets all the time? People's like YouTube accounts, Facebook ad accounts, Instagram accounts, they can get closed down at any time. You don't own that platform. So if you're just building your house on what I call sand and on somebody else's turf, well, you're not building something that's going to last in the long term. Because I know when my coaches come to me, there's 2 things that we have to do. One, we've got to get cash and clients quickly, because most people want a big injection of cash in their bank account to take the stress away, right? Once we kind of take the stress away and then we've got some nice recurring monthly cash, we're kind of like, cool, now we can work on the bigger picture stuff. But then secondly, we've got to actually work on what's going to build the business long term. Like, how do you actually want your life to look? Like, let's say if someone's 25 right now listening to us, what do you want your life at 35? 45, 55, 65. Like even like, think about like longevity. People are saying they're going to be living to 100, 120. Do you know what I mean? Do you want to be doing what you're doing at 110 years old because you don't have the savings, you don't have the wealth, you don't actually have the security? Fuck no. So you need to be able to start fixing that today.
Amazing, man. Really love it. We're 45 minutes in already. Went quick, huh?
Holy shit. Can't fly anymore.
Just full of content. So like a couple more things. Anyone looking to go into the online space, anyone thinking, well, maybe that's my next step, or that's something I want to explore, or I want to find out more, or I don't know where to start. What would you say to those people that are kind of looking from the outside, they've not dabbled, or they've played a little bit, but they don't know really where to take it. What would be your advice to those people stepping into the online world?
So this is a question that we get a lot, but I want to pull you up and I want to define something first. Everyone needs to have an online presence. Okay. Let's say if you're a brick and mortar gym, and or you're just a face-to-face one-on-one personal trainer, you're like, you know, Chris, for now, I'm happy being a one-on-one personal trainer gym. All for you, brother. I love it. Let's make it good, though. You still need an online presence. People are still making their buying decisions over what's going on with what they see with their phone and through the online means. So I feel like everyone needs to be able to have that in place, whether you want to sell online or not, but there's still a massive factor of you need to have a presence there and it needs to be working. Otherwise, it's going to go to your competition, like straight away. With what they need to do, look, I'll be perfectly honest. We get this question like multiple times a day, every single day. It's actually why I created like a free coaching session. So I've got a bunch of and I said to them, I was like, look, what's your biggest question right now, dudes? And they pretty much all said, we're totally confused. How do we start this online thing? Some were gym owners, some were wanting to do online, some were wanting to do face-to-face and online, some were just wanting to do face-to-face. I was like, okay, sweet. So we just broke it down and I said, okay, let's make the goal $100,000 or a low multiple six figures right now. That's the goal for it. And then we kind of just broke down what needs to happen. So for me, it's like, okay, we need to do nine major factors and it all revolves around what I was talking about before about how do you attract leads, how do you convert leads to clients, and then how do you actually deliver it in a way? Because most coaches don't really think about the delivery. They're thinking about just regurgitating what someone else taught them that's really old school. So a delivery program, how you coach your clients, how you get your clients' results, what you're actually selling at the end of the day has to do three things. One, it has to get your clients the best results possible because we can't ever sacrifice that. Two, we have to make sure that it minimizes you doing the heavy lifting in the business. So it has to do it in a way where you're just, say, not sitting behind the computer 24/7 because that would be like zero fun. And three, you need to maximize your profits. So client results, minimize time, maximize results really easily. And I did a coaching guide. It's completely free if people want to go to it. Just go to coachescartel.com/100K and then you'll be able to do that. And the thing as well is, every single strategy that I show you the exact client and the other coach that's doing it and how they actually did it. So it's not theoretical. I'm like, this is what this person's doing. This is how they're doing it. And this is the result. Just copy what they're doing. And you just go through that process.
Awesome. So is that a downloadable resource or is it like a little video series? What is it?
It's a coaching session. So you'll see the full coaching session. I give everyone a workbook as well. So everyone that gets it will have a workbook to actually work through. So it's not just theoretical, like you sit down, you actually have to get to work to know what to do moving forward.
Awesome. And then what was the address again? So everyone can go and find it.
Coachescartel.com/100K.
Wicked, man. Wicked. So if anyone wants to find you, follow you on social or go to any of your other sort of social media, where can they find you?
Easiest is probably hit me up on Instagram straight away. Send me a DM, especially if you're coming through Alex. My Instagram handle is just @ChrisDufay. That's D-U-F-E-Y. Or ChrisDufay.com or whatever. Hit me up on IG. That's the easiest. And then we can chat there.
Wicked, man. I want to thank you so much. I'm so glad that we got this done. That was an awesome show. Packed full of really good content there, which I'm sure a lot of people are going to appreciate. So let's stay in touch and I want to get you back on when that book launches and that show launches and we can talk about some bigger things.
Dude, I feel like we haven't even scratched the surface. So we've got a lot of talk about and it's a good thing. And I appreciate you having me on, Alex, and I'm definitely keen to do more, mate.
Thank you so much, man. I'll let you get back to your day and I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you, brother. Talk soon.
See you later. Bye.
Thanks for tuning into the show. I hope you enjoyed it, guys. If you did, head over to your favorite app and leave us a short review. I'd really appreciate that. And if you wanted to learn more about our products and services, head over to coachingignited.com. And if you wanted an awesome website built for your coaching business, head over to our partner company, sevectormedia.com. That's all from me. See you soon.